Welcome to Words of Light for Today, a teaching ministry that shares godly principles while giving spiritual insight and divine revelation from the Word of God for the everydayness life brings. Be richly blessed as we join Linda Atkins.
In chapter 2 of Proverbs, it says this: For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. Now, it says in the Living Translation, it says this. Let me turn there and read this to you. I love this scripture, don't you? He said, For the Lord grants wisdom. This is in the New Living. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Now listen to this. He grants a treasure of good sense. He grants a treasure of good sense to the godly. And you know what? It's good to have good sense. Because you look around, and one of the things you say when you look around is you say, they don't act like they got good sense. But it has to be granted to you. I don't think you just grow up having good sense. I think you might have a knack for it, but you don't really walk in the power of it until Jesus becomes your Lord. Because it's out of, he grants a treasure of good sense. So some people without God might have, you know, a little bit of common sense, but with God they have a whole treasure of it. Mm-hmm. He is their shield, protecting those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of justice and protects those who are faithful to him. How wonderful. I don't want to be without that treasure of good sense to do it. Okay, so last Sunday we talked about the two ways that he begins to sanctify us. Justification, sanctification comes at the same time. But justification, you don't see. Can't see justification in people. It's an inner work, something that God alone can do. So you don't see it. You don't look at someone and say, oh, look, they're justified. Now, you can tell if they were one way one week and they're totally different the next week, you can pretty much count on that God done something in their life. So that might give you a clue, but as far as seeing justification in people's lives, you don't see it. What you do see, though, which is never hidden, is sanctification. Justification is hidden. Sanctification is never hidden because it is expressed in the conduct. So the way you come in contact with sanctification is contact with God. Anytime you contact God, another part of you is changed. So we understood over the course of this teaching that sanctification comes from prayer, learning how to do prayer warfare, praying on a daily basis, and now through contact. We have to have contact with God, or you don't stay saved. You can get born again, and they can take you up on the stage and put your head underwater that they've got backstage. And if you don't stay in contact with God, you won't stay saved. Well, once you have your salvation, you're always saved. Well, you know, I see some things in here that lets me know I need to take hold of it and keep hold of it. Amen. I don't want to lose or have the devil seal off of me what he's perfectly able and willing to steal off of me. But if I keep myself in the love of God and keep myself in his hands, then he cannot take me. But if I forfeit my daily contact with God, there's all kinds of things that can happen. You revert right back to the same old self you always were. Mm-hmm. So, the Lord told me years ago, you know, I was asking him in this room back, I think it was back 1986, I said, Lord, how do I know that it's through the power of the Holy Spirit, but how do I house and maintain your power? I mean, if you don't have power, you don't have nothing, you don't have anything to offer anyone. You don't have anything. You don't have anything as a Christian, as a ministry. You don't have anything if you don't have power. And you need to come and tell me that you pray 4 or 5 hours a day, and then, you know, there's no power in your life. Because that kind of contact with God is going to keep you from being you. It changes you. So here's what he said to me. He said, my power is given to you in molecules of grace. Now, if you understand what a molecule is, it's not very big. But grace is so powerful that it fits in a molecule, and God delivers it to us with that. Because, see, he knows how much we can handle. Are you hearing me? He knows how much we can handle, and as far as his trust, there's no doubting that, but it's your trust level. You see, if you had too much power, when you got mad, you'd just blast everybody off the face of the earth. If you had the power that he has, all it would do was just take one little bolt. And you see, if your attitude changes quickly from one situation to the other, if your conduct changes quickly, then you don't have no business having much power. You don't have anywhere to put it. So sanctification begins to open up a sphere, a passage for you to house the power of God. Or else you don't. You might can pray real loud. You might even speak in tongues real loud. But you don't have the power. And you see, without the power, you know, it's just like dealing with anything else. So, when he opens this passage to contact him, then we know that, like others, like Enoch, we talked about Enoch during this study, that Enoch walked with God. He had total, daily, everydayness contact with God. And so he changed. Paul had contact with God. Paul had such a contact with God, knocked him off his horse. Well, you know, you can read what Paul said about himself and understand. He said, I was terrible. I was terrible. I persecuted. I took them into custody. He said, what I did in ignorance. But I still did it. But he said that, he said this. He said, I thank Jesus Christ. This was in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 1. I thank Jesus Christ our Lord who has enabled me because he counted me faithful and appointed me to the ministry. I was previously a blasphemer. And a persecutor and an insolent man. In other words, an insolent man doesn't regard anybody. You know, you are just totally dismissed. Come into the presence of a man like that, and they don't even see you. So, he says, but I was shown mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. The grace of our Lord overflowed with the faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. So what is he saying there? That's what changed me, he said. That's what changed me. That's what we want to see. So Paul taught 1st, 2nd Timothy, and Titus. Those were the pastoral books. And he taught doctrine and conduct in these three books. He taught, this is how you preach it. This is the way it works. This is the doctrine of Christ. There's no other doctrine besides this doctrine. And if anybody comes and says that they have a doctrine outside of my doctrine, let them go to hell. It's just exactly what he said. So he said that in these three books, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, he said that doctrine and conduct, listen, was never and cannot ever be separated. If you understand doctrine, you're going to behave yourself. Your conduct is going to match up with what you know. Well, we believe in speaking in tongues. Well, okay, then why don't you act a little better? We believe in the Holy Spirit living in you. Well, then why don't I see that? He'll give you his power and molecules of grace to cause your behavior to be different. Well, you know, I'm a leader, and I have to tell everybody what to do and how to behave. No, you don't. Just do it yourself. You do it yourself. You behave yourself, and people will follow you. Oh, my goodness. People will follow you. And when you have to correct people, they'll take it from you because they know you love them. So, he said, now, he said, this Timothy, now the goal of this command is to love from a pure heart. You can't not be on your way to sanctification and not have a pure heart. It's getting there. Well, I don't know if mine is completely pure or not, but, you know, I want it to be. Well, there's going to have to come a day where you stop being you and begin to look a little more like him. Okay, so he said, now the goal of this command is love from a pure heart and from a good conscience and from sincere faith. From this, some have lost their way. Now, the brother Paul is saying, you can lose your way. After you come up front, get somebody to pray the sinner's prayer with you, and after they take you up back there and dunk you in the water, you can lose your way. And turn aside to empty talk, desiring to be teachers of the law and understanding neither what they say or what they affirm. Doctrine. Don't believe all that doctrine you're hearing, he'd say. Teach people not to be lazy, he told Titus. People can't be lazy and godly at the same time. You can't be lazy. You can't be nasty and godly at the same time. You cannot not care. So, this is what he says. He says, I was once that, but now I'm changed. So what changed him? Contact. Contact changed him. Contact set in place sanctification in his life. And because his contact with God was so powerful, he just stayed with it. He just went after him every day, all the time. He could hear him, and he did what he told him. So, people that genuinely get born again, that's what happens to them. They don't get it a little bit at the time. You can tell. They changed. I changed, and everybody around me knew I changed. Oh, Lord. But then I began to see a deeper, deeper, deeper opening passage of how he wanted me to have contact with him all the time. You don't have contact with God all the time. Let me tell you something, sweet people. You won't hear take them to the emergency room. You won't hear that. And to tell the truth, they do appreciate that. But to tell the truth, their parents, and they want to raise their kids like they want to raise them. And I know my kids, and I know that they're going to be okay, and I know this, and I know that. And I've called the doctor, and the doctor saw the picture, and the doctor's already addressed what it was and sent medicine. Well, okay, but God said do something different. And if you believe that God is in me, then if I was you, I'd do the different. And come to find out, the medicine they were given by the doctor wasn't even any good. They said, nope, this medicine won't work. So see, not that they, but we have a high horse that we get up on. Because Paul said so in Romans. He said, you have a high horse in chapter 12. And I want you to get down off of that because nobody can tell you anything. We've all been that way. We've all been that way. I was that way till somebody like God pushed my head down on the floor. Don't ride up on a high horse. It'll make you lose. You'll totally lose. There's nothing godly up in there. Everything God gives is to the man that is bowed down. Bowed down, that will listen, that will listen, that will listen. They listened. So, when we find ourselves in this everydayness, we find ourselves, he's opened this passage for us. As a matter of fact, there is a treasure inside this passage of contact, which is a great treasure of good sense. It takes people with good sense to hear what they're being told and do it. Now, when you come to a place that you begin to read, you're going to bring yourself into contact with God. The book of Ephesians is one of the most spiritual books that Paul wrote. As a matter of fact, it's one of my favorite books. When I buy a Bible, I go to Ephesians first. I want to hear what they have to say and how they have to say it in that book, and then I pretty much, determine. So, he said that you're changed. Here's the doctrine. You're changed, and here is the truth. You stay changed. because your contact and your understanding of doctrine is never changed. It cannot be separated. Doctrine, conduct, always the same. As a matter of fact, it's the doctrine that gives you the right conduct. Amen. Now, when we come in contact with God, here's what happens. We begin to mature. Only somebody that is not mature won't let you tell them anything. Oh, really? Yeah. That they think their way is the best way. They think they know exactly what they're doing. And hope to God you do. But unless he's given you his power and molecules of grace every day, chances are you don't always know what you're doing. Or else, why would he put in the 8th chapter of Romans that even when you try to pray, you don't know how? But the Holy Spirit in you will pray and make intercession for you. You see, if you get to a place where you think, well, I've been in this for a long time, and, you know, it's all good. Well, you know, you better stay with somebody that's been in it a whole lot longer than you have. Oh, my goodness. So, here's what he says. I love this over here in 2 Corinthians. And you can just write it down if you want to. Here's where we're going to get into some serious contact in this passage. We're going to get into this passage that he's opened up for us, and we're going to get into contact so that it keeps our sanctification moving. We can't see people's justification. They can't see ours, but you can see that they're being sanctified. It is never hidden. Here's what this says. Oh, let me see. We, after he just said, over in Timothy, after he just said that he had been a blasphemer and a persecutor, he said this, we give no offense in anything. Well, you talk about a change. But from a blasphemer, to a persecutor, he says, we give no offense in anything that our service not be blamed. But in all things we recommend ourselves as servants of God in much patience, affliction, in necessity, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labor, in sleeplessness, and in hunger, by purity, by knowledge, by patience, by kindness. All those things in you, does that show up in your conduct? You're not far enough along in sanctification. Mm-hmm. Just listen. Kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by genuine love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report. Wow. I give no offense in anything. Okay, so the Lord said, look at that again. So I looked at it again, and I read it out loud to myself. We give no offense in anything. So I said, well, you know, give has a combination to it. Take. Give and take. If you give no offense, listen to me. If you give no offense, you should take no offense. Conduct. Well, that really made me mad when they said that. I mean, after all, that was to my mother. That's the deadliest kind of offense. But what he was showing me was the combination of give and take. Take, give. So, if I'm not going to give offense, then the same conduct requirement requires me not to take offense. Well, what do you do with it? You get rid of it. You let your conduct change. You stop being a blasphemer. You're a blasphemer when you keep claiming that you have sanctification and you still live the same way and still the same blasphemer. When things still get on your nerves. When you like to just bop people right in the nose. When you like to tell them, like my grandma used to say, I'm going to tell their head a mess. I mean, every time somebody made her mad, she was going to tell their head a mess. And I thought, well, I'm glad it ain't me today. Because she told my head a mess more than once. Now, let me tell you something, people. You see, we're going to have to get to a place where it's like that. We're going to have to get to that place with people we work, with our families, with our husbands, with our wives. You can't keep taking offense at everything they say and your prayers get answered. Ain't no need to pray. Ain't no need to pray. You just say, well, shut up. He ain't listening to you. If you have a row going on, he ain't listening to you in your prayers. And Peter said, you know, you better not do that because your prayers won't be answered. So I guess the old boy, by the time he wrote the book of Peter, he knew what he was talking about. But he also knew what he was talking about when he said that he had made us able to be a divine partaker of his divine nature. That meant that sanctification has continued in a perfect alignment with the conduct of God, producing the conduct in us.
You have been watching Words of Light for Today with Linda Adkins. For prayer or a free CD of today's message, please call 904-289-9727. Visit our website at wordsoflight.org, where you may order explosive and anointed teaching messages or other great resources from our bookstore. Be blessed and join Linda Adkins next time as she brings Words of Light for Today.